I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Today, my guest, Ellen, had the most amazing and unique session in some time. And I think the thing that I loved about Ellen's session is that she got so excited over pork chop. That's all I'm going to say to you. I'm going to leave you with this word, pork chop. And when you hear it during Ellen's session, you know what I mean. This is such an amazing reading of really someone being so thankful and grateful. So I wish you all the most amazing day. And more importantly, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Hey Spirit. So have you ever been to a medium before, Ellen?
I think once or twice back years ago.
Okay.
Yes.
The reason why I ask is because I feel that mediums are different. We're not better than another. We're just different on how we receive our information. And also, I want you to know my wish for you over these next few moments.
Sure.
My wish for you is that you know that there truly is more to life than just here in the physical world, but more importantly, that your loved ones are still with you, just in a different way, loving, guiding, and protecting you from the other side. I also want you to know that all those little things that you think that remind you of your loved ones, makes you think of them, know that they're little hellos from heaven. Know that that is their soul reminding you that they are with you at that exact moment. If you have any questions, do not be afraid to speak to me. I think that's one thing that people say, oh, I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to interrupt you. I didn't want to give you anything. You really can't give me anything because it's actually harder for me to read someone if I know something about them. Mm-hmm. So the worst thing that's going to happen is I'm going to go, what was I talking about? And then usually spirit is very quick to step in to remind me of what they were talking about. So Ellen, I just wish you to the most amazing and beautiful messages from your loved ones today.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
So I am going to start with the mom that is departed. So was your mom passed?
Yes.
Okay. Your mom passed through about four other souls. They were like, because I saw all souls lined up and your mom just came barreling from the back of the room. It's almost like she needed to be the first one to come through. And your mom made me feel like that she's been gone for some time. And again, that's in frame of reference. What I might think is a long time might not be for you, but mm-hmm. usually it's more than 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So know that it is your mom's way of acknowledging that she has not missed out on anything in your life. She says, I am so sorry that you had to go through so many milestones without me. She says, but I never left you. She says, you know, she says, I want my daughter to know how proud I am of the woman that she's become. Because things have not always been so easy for her.
Yeah.
And your mom said, everything that has happened, you have handled it with dignity and grace. She says, one of the hardest things that Ellen had to do was to let me go, Teresa. So know, Ellen, that if you told your mom that it was okay to let go, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Know yeah. that she wants to say to you in this moment, I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for allowing me to leave my physical body knowing
yeah.
that you knew that I could not stay here any longer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know that you did not want to let me go. But you had to. This is so interesting because I don't think a soul has ever said this to someone. Your mom said to me, she goes, Teresa, my daughter actually said to me, Mom, I don't want to let you go, but I have to. It's okay to go. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Yep.
She wants to thank you for giving her the greatest gift in knowing. I wanted to say that you were ready to let her go, but I don't think we're ever ready to let our loved ones go. But she says you knew that you needed to.
Yeah. Yeah. She needed to go. Not that I wanted to let her go, but
right.
she needed to go. She had to. She was suffering and she needed to go and be in peace. And I couldn't hold on to her anymore as much as I wanted to.
Oh, how I have to say, you know, souls have said that to people before, but the way that your mom said that to you, Ellen, to me, it felt different. I literally felt your mom speaking through me, not just showing me signs and symbols and making me feel it. Like I felt like she was actually speaking it to you.
We had a very, very strong bond and best friends and yeah.
So that explains it.
Really, best friends. Oh. We went through a lot, good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not with each other, but together, going in yes. different paths, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, we've done everything together, good and bad, and we got through it, her mm-hmm. and I, and through what we had to go through.
Your mom used the term, we were thick as thieves.
Yeah.
Now, was yeah. your dad also departed as well?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So know that your mom, she's allowing him to come forward. She's so funny. But would that be her personality?
Oh, yes.
And yes. she kind of, I watched her like from my peripheral vision. I think she kind of hit him, your father. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think she thought that I saw her. Like, it's almost like she didn't want me to see it. But she was like, when he came forward, you know how, like, your grandmother, your mother, they would wrap you upside the head of something when you uh-huh. were, like, being in bed. Yeah. It's literally yeah. like that's what your mom did. But she did it to, like, his arm. And it was uh-huh. almost like, you better behave. I'm yeah. letting you do this.
Yeah.
You better behave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. They were divorced. Uh-huh. And
so I feel like that this is important. I love how your mom did this. These are the moments in someone's reading where I'm like, this is amazing. Like your mom, because again, I feel like it's all about dignity and grace with your mom. And yeah. she was going to allow him to come forward, but she hit him and made sure that you need to behave. If you can't behave, you're out of here. And I looked at your mom and I said to her, I said, that's interesting, you know, on how he came forward. And she said, because my daughter needs to know that her father sees and knows what he put us through.
Oh, that's a biggie.
And it's important that you know that your dad says that he's sorry. Now, when souls say they're sorry, Ellen, it means that your dad had to relive his life through your eyes, your mom's eyes, and had to feel what it was like for you because of his actions, choices, decisions, whatever they may be. Fair enough?
Oh, yeah.
And he says, and for that, I am sorry. Your father actually looked at me and he said, he kind of put his head down and kind of pulled a hat over his eyes. And he said, I was selfish. He says, it's the best way I could describe my actions. Very selfish. And then he looked at me and said, and senseless at some points. Is that correct?
Yeah, very much. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I looked at your dad and your dad said, do I have to talk about the things that I'm sorry for? And I said, no. I said, you don't have to do whatever, you know, that's your business. That's not my business. That's nobody's business.
Right.
I said, the fact that you were able to step forward and kind of then take responsibility for what and why he did what he did. You understand that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, that's the important message here. Now, is your husband's mom departed as well?
Yes. Yes.
She is biting at the bit to come through.
Okay.
She's like, do you think I'm going to get to say anything? I said, if you tell me something, you can come forward. And your mom's kind of looking at me like, I don't know. But I think it's important because there has to be something, because I found it interesting on how your dad came forward. And as your dad was speaking, then your mother-in-law came forward. So there has to be some type of similarity in their behavior here in the physical world. Is that correct, Ellen?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Oh, my God. Is your husband with you now?
Yes, but he's in another room.
That's okay.
Oh, okay, yes.
Uh-huh. That's okay. Yep. She just said, where's my son? Where's my son?
Yep, right here. Uh-huh, yeah. Only one.
Yeah. And I feel like her apology is different. Uh-huh. Because she says, I didn't have to make things as difficult for my son.
Yes.
And she says, and for that, I am sorry.
Uh-huh.
She says, I was always afraid of being alone, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, I want to thank you for taking care of me. I feel like as much as she would allow you to. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because she keeps pushing me away. So it's almost like, I'm going to interpret it this way. Now you have to take this, Ellen, on how it fits. She, like, it's almost like, Ma, let me help you. Ma, you need, you know, like she's complaining. Ah, I need this. I need that. I can't do this. And then it's like, okay, Ma, I'm going to come over set. And she's like, no, don't even bother. Don't even bother. It's too late. Don't bother to come over. Is that correct?
Yeah, basically, yes, yes. Okay.
So however you can interpret it, she's like, I am sorry. It's almost like I didn't know how to handle so much of doing things on my own or accepting.
You hit it big time. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
She says, but I made it so difficult.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah, for my husband, she did. And then for me, yes.
Yeah. So she says, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for even causing, I'm going to use the word friction between your husband and yourself. Does that make sense?
Sometimes, yes.
Because
sometimes,
I feel like you and your husband were always on the same page about it. Like,
yeah,
you knew, like he knew how mom was, you knew how his mom was. Yeah. You were on the same page. But then there were some times where you were just so frustrated where it was like, really? Like, when is this going to, you know?
Yep, exactly right. Exactly.
She says, so that I am sorry for.
Wow. That means a lot, believe it or not. It was a rough one. It was a rough patch there for a while. Yeah.
And your father-in-law is also departed as well. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
He wants his son to know that he is proud of how he handled or took care of mom.
Wow. Oh, yeah. He's going to love that. My husband is going to love to hear that. That is very, very nice. Wow. And it's so true.
It's important because I feel like your mom, Ellen, is telling me, like, she's bragging about your husband. Like, he is, like, the best husband. He's, you know, she's like, he's this big teddy bear, Teresa.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
So know that his dad just wants to thank him.
Oh, wow.
Because I feel like it was hard when he died. And I felt like it was very sudden, or like he wasn't expecting him to pass at the time that he departed, correct?
Yeah, basically.
Even if somebody's ill, we might like, because when they show me my grandparents, they had their health issues, they were ill. But
exactly.
The day that they actually died, we never expected it.
Yes, that's correct.
Never expected it.
About dad, his dad, yes.
Because the day that I died, you said, I will do my best to take care of mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So know that your father-in-law says to your husband, you both did above and beyond that I ever thought you could have done or even what she would have allowed you to do.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's.
So know that I am very proud of you both.
Okay.
And thank you for that.
Okay, I will tell him. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
Now, whose brother passed or brother-in-law?
My husband had a brother, but he died at 8 weeks old.
Okay. I asked your in-laws to validate that I interpreted it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, tell him I have the brother with me.
Oh, they have the baby brother with, oh, how nice. That's very nice. Yeah.
So know that his soul has continued to grow on the other side.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And he kind of made me feel like that your husband still thinks of his brother.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So thanking him for all those thoughts and prayers that he sends to him.
Okay. All right. I will tell him.
Your mom looked at me and she was starting to say something and your dad said, please, can I say this to our daughter? And your mom kind of looked at me and she rolled her eyes a little bit and she says, go ahead. He says, the thing that I am so proud of about you, Ellen, he says, but I have to give the credit to your mom that no matter what life has thrown at you, you have, it's not just being positive. It's like you take it with a smile. You're going to take the positive and you're going to be happy and you're going to move forward in a positive and beautiful way.
I try.
You know, those are the things that I love when Spirit says, when you say, I try. Because they're validating for you. Like, don't feel like, no, you're doing it. Yeah, you're going to have days where you're going to be like, you know what? I'm not having a good day. Or, you know, this isn't working for me and I'm going to have a little doubt. But that's okay. It's okay not to be okay. But no matter what, you still handle things.
Yeah.
Your mom just said to me, she says, tell my daughter everything's going to be okay. So were you concerned about a health situation or?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Is it of your own?
Yes.
Okay. Your dad looked at me and goes, how the heck did you know that? I go, she told me.
Oh my God.
Oh. So know that your mom says everything is going to be okay.
Okay. That's good to know.
Says, but I need you to, it's almost like I need you to, whatever it is, handle it aggressively. She literally said to me, and I don't know if your mom was very hip for her time, but she's like, you got this, Ellen.
My mom was the coolest mom ever.
Oh, I love
Everybody
it.
Everybody loved her. Everybody. Oh. She was so cool. Really.
She literally made me feel like she was the cool mom.
She, I'm telling you. Yeah, everybody. All my friends wanted to like hang out with her. I mean, they just loved her. They really did. She was very friendly and fun and you know, ride waves with all my friends out in Jones Beach and Tobe and just a lot of fun. She taught half my friend's children how to ride the waves.
Oh my, I mean, amazing.
She's
amazing. Sounds like my mom. I'm still friends with my really good friends from since I'm 14 and they still call her mom. We see them at least once or twice a year. They're like, mom, you know, How amazing is that for them to, you know, you got this, like, show me, like, she's really hip. You got this. Like, we're not going to let this stop us.
No, it's unbelievable.
Now, who had like a leg issue? I don't know if it was a knee or a hip.
It could be me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I just asked your mom if she wanted to elaborate it more. But I also felt, are you having a problem with your hip or your back or?
No. I mean, 6 weeks after my mom passed, I had double knee replacement.
Oh, okay. Perfect. I wanted to make sure that I interpret it correctly. So I saw like, they showed me someone that had like their hip done, then their knee done. So that's why I said that to
you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So know that your mom says, I know how hard it's been. She says, but I need you to know that I truly have not left you. Your mom wants to talk about her jewelry. So do you have her jewelry?
Actually don't have much of it. My sisters have some of it, you know, more.
That's okay. I don't care if it's a pair of earrings. I don't care.
I do have it. Yeah. But one of the posts had broken off, but I won't get rid of them. They're on my dresser now.
Perfect. Because look,
I forgot about that.
She literally had me write earrings.
Yes. That's probably the only piece of jewelry I think I have of hers. And it's a knotted thing with a bow on top. But one of the back parts broke off, so I can't wear them. But I refuse to throw them out or just, you know.
So fix them.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Have a post drilled on them. Yeah, simple. Yeah. Your mom's like, fix them. Because sometimes I feel like spirit can say things that we might feel like might be common or even universal at some point. I need them to validate it with unique things that there's no way I would know about.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Teresa? We went through a phase back in, I guess, I don't know, late 80s maybe. We used to go to like the flea market in Farmingdale. And we used to get the earrings and we used to match the earrings to like every color,
outfit, yes.
Every outfit.
Oh, my God.
And that's the way we used to dress in those days. Like,
yes.
You know, the jogging suit thing. And oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, we were like twins, you know.
Oh.
And so earrings is a big thing with us, with earrings, you know.
Perfect.
So today, I haven't worn earrings, I don't know, probably in about 6 months. I don't know why. We were renovating and my husband brought the big jewelry box thing. I'm downstairs and I can't find whatever. So I said, you know what? I'm going to put earrings on today just because. And I'm not kidding you. Look, I haven't worn earrings and I didn't even think that the earring would go through the hole because it had been like 6 months.
Wow.
So I put earrings on for my mom. Isn't that something? I'm not kidding you.
But these are the little things that I say to validate that her soul is with you.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard losing a loved one. And it's really hard to even, no matter how much faith we have, no matter how spiritual we are, it's hard for us to really grasp. Like, how could that be? Right? True. And a simple thing of earrings.
You don't think until you really think about it.
Yeah. So know that when you were contemplating, know that your mom's soul was with you at that exact moment. These are the moments where we have to stop. And even if we say, thanks, mom, for being here. I know you're here. Yeah. I know you're here.
Yeah. Yep. That's great.
Now, who was the young female that passed? Did someone lose a sister or someone that was like a sister?
Yeah, I lost my sister. Okay.
So know that your sister comes forward.
Wow.
And she says, yeah, she says, she was my mom's favorite.
Oh, that's what they all said. I have a lot of siblings, and that's what they all said. All of them, that's what they say.
Oh, my God. But your sister is like, she's like, that didn't bother her.
Out of all of the siblings, she was probably the most understanding or the least
bothered by it because she.
But she said it.
Yes, she said it. I want to explain to you how she also made me feel, Ellen, because it was almost like there was no way of denying that because it was like you saw it. Like you were like the same person. It was like you were like the same soul. Like you couldn't compete with it. It had nothing to do. And your sister just said, she goes, I understood, Teresa, that it wasn't that she was mom's favorite. They just had an extraordinary bond. It was a different bond. My mom loved all of us. She loved all of us. She said, but it was just this bond that she had with Ellen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then your sister leaned over and she whispered to me, she goes, they were both crazy, Teresa. She said, they always did the wildest, craziest things.
Oh, we had so much fun.
Because your sister said, I don't want you to ever feel bad that she died. Like, she doesn't want you to carry the burden of saying, why did God take my sister? Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do question it. I'm not going to lie. I do question it, you know.
So you can.
She had two young children, you know, things like that. So I do question that.
There's something about this because not many souls will bring me into this. And I feel lately Spirit has been doing this. So I don't know if it's more of where a lot of people need to hear this, of because your sister made me feel that you are a woman of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Yes.
And it kind of dampened that faith when she died because you couldn't understand.
Yes.
She says, that's okay. She says, that's okay with me. That's okay with God. Or whoever you refer him to as, Yahweh, higher power, whatever it may be. She says, so I never want you to question why God took me first. She says, I want you to start saying, look at everything my sister accomplished mm-hmm. in her short amount of time. The blessings yeah. God gave her.
Yeah, that's true.
Or that
yeah.
she achieved. So she also made me feel like your sister did everything fast in life. So like, I don't know, she got married young, had children young.
No, not at all.
Okay, so how would I don't know how to interpret this. Because she kind of took responsibility for her passing. So when souls do that, that means that they take responsibility for like their actions or like non-actions that cause or attribute. Like if someone passed in a car accident or if someone, they didn't go to the doctor soon enough or they didn't do what the doctor said. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, yeah.
So she says, I just don't want you to look at it as my death. How do I say this to you without being angry?
Yeah, I get it. I do. I understand it. I do. You know, when you smoke cigarettes and, you know, and, you know, you pass away from lung cancer.
You know why she took responsibility.
That's what I'm saying. So it wasn't,
absolutely.
You know. So, you know.
I love how your sister took responsibility because it was all about free will choice.
Yeah.
That right. she made. She also said to me, she said, I still smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Up until even,
yeah,
I still smoked.
And my mom did too. Both of them. That was the same thing. Both of them. Yeah.
So when souls take responsibility, this is your mom and your sister, a perfect example of how they take responsibility. No matter how much you could have done, hide the cigarettes, throw uh-huh. them out. Do the,
yeah.
It was nope. their free will choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. It's true. I mean, you know, so, they wanted them. They found a way to get them.
It's like anything, right? Like anything in life, anything.
Yeah.
So I love how they're validating that the souls are together, that they're safe and at peace with God.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for ways to win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Who lost the dog? Whose dog passed?
Well, we had a dog.
Did you have a family dog? Or?
Oh, yeah. We had our golden retriever, Pork Chop, for 16 oh. years. Yeah, my Pork Chop. My sister Sheila, the one that you're talking
yeah.
about, and I'm not supposed to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, you could say that's fine. You could say whatever you want.
My sister that you were just talking
yeah.
about, she's the one that gave my daughter Pork Chop.
Oh my! See,
for Christmas she was breeding the dogs, and she calls up my daughter and said, "Santa dropped off a puppy for you," and the one with the green collar and the other puppies had red collars, and she said, "Santa, this is the one was meant for you. Santa dropped it off for you." And we brought Pork Chop home. She named the dog Pork Chop after, you know, a TV show and whatever.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, Sheila, my sister, the one that passed, is the one that gave us the dog.
How crazy yeah. is that?
And that's why. And Pork Chop brought us many, 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 16 years of happiness. Just pure happiness. That dog was the best dog in the world. She was the best dog.
But how amazing is that for your sister to validate? Right? And to have this story.
I thanked her as many times as, like, you have no idea how happy we were to get that dog. And over the years, I continued to thank her. It just brought so much joy to my family, that doggie, really.
You know, and then this is the part of your session that I absolutely love, because as your sister validated it with the dog, as you were talking, your mom was saying to me, Teresa, please tell my son-in-law and my daughter, enjoy life. Enjoy each other.
Okay.
Take those trips.
Yeah, we'll
Were
try.
You just talking about a trip or going on a trip?
Well, maybe we'll be married in October, next October, 40 years. And so we were thinking about doing something special.
Perfect.
You know, going on a trip somewhere, something special. Out of the ordinary.
Look, your mom's even saying, even if you just go away for the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, she says, enjoy, embrace life, embrace each other. The two of you deserve it.
Yeah, thank you.
You still take care of everyone in your family? You have grandchildren?
No, not yet. Not yet. Mm-mm.
Why do they keep telling me that someone's pregnant?
Oh, geez.
You have children, though?
I only have one daughter. Okay. And her fiance just bought a house in Massapequa. So they better not be yet. We got to get married first.
But. You know. Well, look, you know, look, this doesn't mean that they're going to. Listen, it might have been something that they were discussing themselves of, you know what?
Oh, they definitely want children.
We're going to have a baby right away. Like, whatever it is, your mom wants you to know that she's been watching over the family, knows of all the milestones. And she's showing me you being and your husband being grandparents. So
we tease our daughter so much. Please, we don't even care. Just have the baby. We don't care. You know, we laugh and everything. They're like, well, amazing. We're buying a house first. You know, they're laughing. And we're buying the house first. Then we're going to get married. And then we're going to have the baby. I said, oh, who cares? Just please. We want a grandchild. You know, we laugh.
See? So look at your mom echoes that same enthusiasm. And I absolutely love that. I absolutely love. So it's almost like when you guys are joking about that, you could sit back and go, they're here. They know that we're talking about it. And all of the blessings. And I feel like, because like your mom makes me feel like that your daughter was like, look, nobody's child's perfect. But she's making me feel like she's just so like, she might do things a little different. All kids do today. But she's such a good person. Beautiful heart, loving and giving and so respectful.
Yeah, yeah. That was Nana. That was Nana's favorite. Yeah. Oh, that was her girl. That was, they had a bond like you wouldn't believe. It was like a generation.
But your mom is also making me feel like they never thought that they were going to get that house. And your mom says, I made sure that they got that house because that is the house of my granddaughter's dreams.
Oh, that? Yeah, they were trying for, about a year and a half to maybe a little bit more than a year and a half, kept getting outbidded, you know.
I feel like this couple even took less money because they loved them.
How'd you know that?
That's what your mother just told me. She said the couple took less money because that's how much they loved your daughter and her fiance.
Oh, Teresa, you have no idea. I want to call my husband in.
Oh, you could call your husband it.
Oh, my goodness. Am I allowed to do that?
Sure. You could do anything. It's your reading.
Danny. Come here.
Take out one of the ear pods and put it in his ear. Hi, Danny.
Yeah, put this in your ear, she says. Say hi.
Hello.
Hi. So Ellen's freaking out because your mother-in-law came through and said that she made sure that your daughter got that house. She said that the couple that they purchased the house from even took less money because they loved them so much.
Very nice. Thank you.
Is that true?
Close. Very close. Yes. Very close.
So how lovely was that? Ellen wanted you to hear that. He didn't seem as excited as you did, Ellen.
Yeah. I know. He's, you know.
Men are men.
Yeah, exactly right. Thank you. Yep.
I'll say it for you.
Yep. Thank you.
But how beautiful is that?
That you hit that out of the entire reading. That was.
The other shit wasn't good, Ellen. That was good.
No, Teresa, everything was fantastic. It was unbelievable. I mean, they outbid, and this house came along, and they just fell in love with my daughter. And you know, what do you got in the bank?
Your mother just told me they wanted a family in that house. They did not want the house ripped down. They wanted someone to carry out the values and traditions that they carried for their children. This is my symbol, and I don't know why your mom wanted me to show you how I got to say this. She showed me the color yellow, and then she showed me a rose bush. So are there rose bushes there? Or Okay. And then is there a special room that's yellow? Or like if there's a room that's yellow, the kitchen's yellow?
She just did. My daughter just did. The laundry room is all yellow with lemon, you know, lemons.
Yeah, I know the lemons.
The little handles on all the cabinets are lemons.
What?
Lemons. All, yes, her fiance's father just painted the laundry room yellow. And she's got a tablecloth where she would fold clothes is lemons. Everything is yellow.
Amazing.
Brand new.
Validating. That your mother is loving, guiding, and protecting the family.
Thank you. Thank you. She is just going to love it. My daughter is going to flip out.
Your mom made me feel like that. You just hoped for her to come through.
Oh, I prayed.
And here it was. You had your in-laws.
I had everybody.
You had everybody. And then the validations were just absolutely amazing. I want to thank you, Ellen, for giving me the opportunity to share my gift with you today, but more importantly, for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones.
Thank you. Thank you. I really, really thank you so very much from my heart. Honestly, I am so thankful for this reading. I really thank you so much.
Well, I am very thankful and grateful for you, Ellen, because without your support, I couldn't continue to do this work. So thank you.
Ellen Reebok, Farmingdale, New York. My husband and I went to a charity for a friend, and there were prizes, and we got offered, you know, a bidding to win a reading with Teresa, and my husband outbidded everybody else because he knew I wanted this so badly, and I got my reading. There's just so many things I could talk about, you know, with my mom. She's just always been there, and she, you know, brought up the earrings, and her and I used to have earrings and always matching our outfits. I hadn't worn earrings in about 6 months myself, and today was the first day I put earrings on. And sure enough, Teresa showed me in her little book the word earrings, and my mother brought up earrings. My sister, who passed away a couple of years ago from lung cancer and left two young children, she came through, and I was hoping she would come through. But, you know, I had also my in-laws came through, my father came through. So I really thought maybe she would not make it. But at the tail end of the reading, she did come through, and I was so happy to hear from her. Well, Teresa is probably the most lovable, nicest person, good-hearted, very down to earth. And very cool. I enjoyed this whole day, and it was great. And I hope that everybody enjoys it as much as I did today. I wish Teresa could help everybody in the world, because it really, really meant a lot to me. And I hope everybody would get an experience like I've had today. I really just thank everybody, including Teresa, who's the best of what she does. God bless her.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.